Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori Arfilo B'Meir Chilmecha Arayni Kaparas Mishkovo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. Of course, we also continue to learn in the shul this week as a schus for Refua Shlema for Yoav and Peril, and we are in the 10th parak of Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu Hanavi is going to spend time this parak ridiculing Avodah Zarah and warning us against doing an Avodah Zarah while we are in Babel. And so he begins, Shimu es hadavar asher diber Hashem aleichem beis Yisrael. He says, listen to the things that Hashem is telling you, beis Yisrael. Ko amar Hashem, the beginning of the Nevuah begins, Ko amar Hashem, he says, look, I want you not to learn from the ways of the nations, or from the umeosos hashamayim al tachesu, don't be dismayed, for the nations are dismayed. What does he mean by that? Rashi says, he says, from the signs, if you don't turn around and learn from the ways of the nation, then things like eclipses are not going to scare you. If you say, let's serve the stars, right? So then you're going to realize that you have what to be afraid of. But if you don't serve it, then the fact that there are those simanim, those signs that seem to exist within the stars, you're not going to be full prey to them because you're going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chuko sa amim hevelhu, ki eitz meyar karasu masa yidei charash b'mitzad. You have to understand the statutes of the people, that what they do for their avodah zarah, and what we find, right? It's just, honestly, it's useless and silliness, right? Somebody came along and with a small axe and put it together with gold and silver. He beautified it with nails and sledgehammers. That's what became their thing. And they get beaten like a tomer, like a palm tree. And they don't speak. They are carried, but they don't step. They don't have any fear. I mean, the bottom line is, they have no powers, and they certainly can't speak. And so consequently, you shouldn't put trust into them, nor should you fear them, because they're not going to hurt you, right? There's nothing, there's no good in them, there's nothing bad in them. And so Yirmiyahu says, look, there's nobody like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're great, your name is great, with power and might. You have the power to harm those people who go against your mitzvos. That's what we say, Milo Yiracham El Hagoyim Kilecha Yaasa. Which are introductory psukim, by the way, that appear in the prelude to Slichos, Lachasha Matztaka, which begin during the Slichos season. Who is like you? The kingship, Malchus befits you, and it's attributed to you, says Radak. But one thing, with one thing, we find that the nations of the world have. The goyim have a hevel. Their vanities of wood, for they get punished because they believe in such foolishness. They beat plates into silver, right, to cover over the avodah zarah. They bring in fine silver from Tarshish and gold from Ufaz, far far away places, they work it over. The entire thing is manufactured by a craftsman. Right, and now it's all together, just put together. Hashem Elokim Emesu, Elokim Chayim, Melech Olam Mikitzbo Tirash Haaretz V'lo Yachilu Goyim Zamo. But Hashem is true; He's a living God and the King of the world. From when He gets angry, the world shakes. So it's so interesting to note the contrast, says Yirmiyahu. And so he says, Kedana Te'amrun Lahon Eloka. So this is what Yirmiyahu is told. To say to the nations, right? And he sends it to Yechaniah and those who were sent out with Yechaniah into exile, right? And to respond in Aramaic, if they tell them to be Oved Avodah Zarah, you should tell them, Elokod Yishmaya V'arka Lo Avado, right? The gods who did not make the heavens and the earth, right? Ye'avdu Me'aro Mincho Shmaya Eila. They're going to be destroyed from under the heavens, right? And they'll be destroyed from the earth, and in the process. Who's going to do it? And who's going to go ahead and get rid of this issue, right? So Osa Eretz Bekocho Mechen Teva Bechachmasu B'Tvunaso Nata Shemayim. It's the one who made the earth with his strength and prepared the world with his wisdom. He stretched out the heavens. So here's Yirmiyahu again, writing to Yechonya Melech Yehuda, who was sent into the Galus 11 years before Bnei Yisrael, all were there before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. He went with 10,000 people who were known as the Choresh and the Masger, who were there to set up Jewish life in Babylonia, though at that time they were the great ones who were sent. And it was only later that it would turn out that these would be there so that when the rest of the people came, there would be something for them to do. And so, you know, in the process, they had it rough, the first 10,000. And so he prepared the world, Yirmiyahu is warning them and giving them perspective in that situation. Right, at the sound of his giving a multitude waters in heaven, he made lightning for rain, he took out the wind out of his treasuries. It's so interesting, he says, that all these people, everyone is, every smith is put to shame, where everything is without spirit. It's all vanity, it's all useless. But you have to understand, while the nations of the world, the people in Babel, and in Paras and Madai, we have the Babylonian deities, right? So when Paras and Madai destroy Babel, they also destroy the gods of Babel, right? And then the Persians break these pieces into, break these Avodah Zarahs into pieces, and then they melted off the gold and the silver and brought it back. But not like the idols. Is the portion of Bnei Yisrael. We don't worship idols. Kiyotzer Kolu, our God is the one who creates everything. Yisrael Shevet Nachlaso, Hashem Tzavako Shemo. You should just know that we're His choice people, and so we're told, Isbi Me'eretz Ken Asech, right? Gathering from the land of your merchandise. In other words, what he means to say, the trafficker. What we're told is bend down and humble yourself to the lowliness of the earth, Yerushalayim, in the fortified city. And so here, the Navi is turning around and speaking to Yerushalayim, bring their merchandise into the city to prevent the enemy from spoiling it. Do you think you'll be able to save yourselves by hiding there, though? It's not a very good idea, because Oili al Shivri Nachlasi Makasi Vani Amarti Ach Zachali. Right, well, unto me, my pain, my wound is serious, and I said, it's my sickness, Vasa, anyone, I'll carry it. All right, and Yerushalayim is being, Ali, Yerushalayim is being compared to a tent, which we know from the Kinos, Ali Asher Ta'avta, right, and that tent is like the city of Yehuda, and the courts of the tent are there. There was the exile of Yoyakim and the Anshe Knesset Agdola. There was the exile of the Yechaniah 11 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And there, the tent was already, spoiled. What does that mean? It was already pillaged. Together with the arrival of Nebuchadnezzar to take out Yechaniah, Ki nevaru aroa mes Hashem velo darashu. He says, everyone's become brutish, and they don't seek out Hashem. But there is a sound of a report, and the tumult that's reported frightened us. We heard that Nebuchadnezzar left his place, right? But we didn't hear that where he was going. So the Nabi says, you know where he's going? He's going to make Yerushalayim Shmama. Yadati Hashem Kilola Adam Darko Lolesh Holech Bach and Asado. I know that man doesn't choose where he's going, right? Nebuchadnezzar may have only intended to go fight Ammon, right? But it doesn't matter because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decision, right? I know the man's way is not under his control. For you, change his intention, says Radak. And not only that, David HaMelech had said something similar, right? That in Tehillim, when he turned around and he said in Tehillim, which in Perek Lamed Zayin, what did he declare? He said as follows: in a positive, he says, "May Hashem etzadei gaver." Right, metzadei gaver konanu v'darko yechbatz. That a man's steps are determined by Hashem, and his path is gets understood or spreads forward. And so he says it again. So whichever way it is, Hashem controls the steps. So then he ends off the parak with a famous comment, one that we know very well from the Pesach Seder, Shvocha Mascha Al Agoyim Asher Lo Yidaucha V'Al HaMishpachos Asher B'Shimcha Lo Karao. In our Haggadahs we often say V'Al HaMamlachos. It's not on the families that didn't call your name, but on the kingdoms. Ki Achalu Es Yaakov V'Achaluhu V'Yechaleu V'Snaveu Yishamo. They devoured Yaakov, and they consumed him and destroyed him. And they have wasted his dwelling in the process. Now, if you try to understand what's happening, if Hashem, the Nabi is turning around and saying, if Hashem, you have anger onto the nations, so pour it out on the nations that don't know you. For although we sinned, we haven't left your jurisdiction, and we haven't become assimilated with the other nations. They're distinct. And there's still hope today. Many pious people among the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave us around, don't destroy us totally. And that is Perek Yud of Sefer Yirmiyahu. We'll continue with Perek Yud Aleph when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.